You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. You're listening to The Shift Show. I'm really excited to talk to you in this episode because we're going to be talking about something that's really important and a message that I need to get out there to all my women listeners. So I've been diving deep into really connecting with my feminine energy, and that might sound a little crazy. I don't know if it sounds crazy to you, but I basically spent all of August and some of September really diving into books around feminine energy. And I will share some favorites in the show notes, but one of them came up with the best analogy that I have been using. And after going through the social shift, when we go through a series like that, our whole goal is kind of like boots on the ground, is to really connect with our audience and really understand, well, what is the pulse right now? What's going on right now? What's going through your heads? What are you working on? What's the most important thing to you right now? And the really interesting thing is we've noticed this shift, and this is the shift show. So we're going to be talking about shifts, but in connecting with a lot of you, is what we noticed is in around March and April, people were concerned. They were concerned about making money, and valid, so valid, because people's kind of like security was being threatened because we didn't know what was coming, right? But now what we noticed is especially women are being so hard pressed on time, and the overwhelm that's out there is a lot and valid, like so valid. Kids are being pretty much homeschooled right now. Mental health is a challenge, especially as a mom. We have so much on our plates, maybe more than ever before. And if some of you are operating over your max capacity, then you're just kind of done. And that's where we talk to a lot of women. And with the social shift, what we heard from was there was a lot of content, and we created so much valuable content so you could figure out how to create your first profitable digital course. And what we heard from the segment of people who just were struggling to find the time to watch the trainings was, I am so overwhelmed. I don't have a lot of time. Now, I'll be honest, in the past, before March happened, I would have been like, well, you just need to prioritize it. However, now I completely understand, and I have so much compassion. Now, my kids are back in school right now. And what a blessing, because now our days have opened up again. We can dedicate work. But for March to September, it was a struggle and we didn't have a lot of time. But at the same time, we knew what our drivers were. We knew what our business drivers were. We knew what the minimum viable tasks were that we had to get done in order to continue to run our business. Now, a lot of people don't know what those things are. So they're operating in the state of overwhelm, trying to do too much and feeling disappointed every single day. And that feeling of disappointment every single day is really just causing you to let yourself down every single day. And this isn't the analogy I want to talk about, but when I was talking to a client on the phone over the past few weeks, I said to her, and she's in the middle of homeschooling or digital, you know, virtual schooling, virtual learning, which essentially makes you your kid's secretary because you have to be there, you have to be supporting, you have to be facilitating for young kids because it's hard for them to sit in front of the computer for so long. And I said to her, well, this is kind of like having a newborn because you're in this situation, it's very uncertain, you didn't expect to be here, and you now all of a sudden are out of all this time you expected to have. So let's just take this as you having a newborn because it's a new situation. How would you How would you talk to a friend if a friend said, I just had a new baby, I really want to focus on my work? And she said she would tell her to slow down and give her friend grace. And I was like, yes, that's exactly it. Because so much of us are just trying to do too much right now. We're trying to do too much in our personal life. We're trying to say yes to too many roles and trying to create too much content, trying to think we need an even bigger audience. And we're just going for like this supersize life. But the truth is, at what point is it too much? At what point are you ready to just strip down and say, I can't do this anymore. I have to change. I have to shift. I have to really look at everything I'm doing in my life and start to strip down and start to just do what's working and start to do, by the way, the things that bring me joy and say no to what's not. Now, I've had the opportunity to see behind the scenes with a lot of influencers with really big businesses, influencers with really big audiences, entrepreneurs with really big audiences and businesses. And the influencers who have large audiences, because they create a ton of content, even if they're making good money, they're really stressed and overwhelmed right now because they're trying to keep up to this impossible standard that they decided on a certain number of years ago, and they're still trying to live as if it's 2012, 2014, 2016, when that's not the case anymore. And when we become chained to the system that we've been living by, even when it's not working, even when it's broken, it's keeping us in this cycle of overwhelm. And here's what most people tell you. There is power in being a tiny and mighty business. There is power to serving a small audience that is a pocket of perfect people that you know how to help so much. And while everyone else is trying to create endless amounts of content to generate money one day, I'm over here trying to help our clients, or helping our clients, generate hundreds of thousands of dollars off of figuring out what is the bare minimum you can do in your business to see results. Most people are trying to get to a goal doing what's not working. So if you continue to do what's not working, where is that going to get you? So now let's talk about living in a brake pedal society. Now, this analogy comes from the book Come As You Are. And now the author's name is slipping from me, but I will link it in the show notes. It's called Come As You Are. And this book has nothing to do with being in overwhelm. It's actually a book about really getting to know your female energy. It's about sex, and it's so incredibly good. I highly recommend it for every woman. I'll be giving it to my daughter one day, 100%. But let's talk about being in a brake pedal society. So she talks about the gas and the brake. I'm calling it a brake pedal society. So what does this actually mean? Most of us who are driven, who have goals, who want to get somewhere, we want to put the pedal to the metal. We want to step on the gas to go faster. We want to go further. We want to go quicker to get to our goals. We want to race to our destination. But here's the truth, and here's the thing. We live in a brake pedal society. So now I want you to picture this with me. You grab your car keys or your key fob or the app on your phone, however you get into your car, and you get in your car. Now, let's say you're going to the mall. You enter destination mall in Waze, and you go to get in your car and you want to drive somewhere. You have your destination. Now you go to step on the gas and it's not moving. It's not going anywhere. And you keep pumping down the gas pedal. It's not going, it's not going, it's not going. And you're sitting there and you're like, what is going on? I am so confused. What is going on? You start to get a little bit frustrated. You call a friend or your partner, and you're like, I just got in my car. I used it yesterday. I'm stepping on the gas pedal and it's not working. I don't understand. And you start getting frustrated and you start getting hot and you feel all those stress symptoms coming on. And then you look down and you realize that you've got one foot on the brake and the other on the gas, and you now realize why you haven't gone anywhere. Because you have too much on the brake pedal. You have too much stuff on the brake pedal. And you know when you have one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, your car is not going to move. Now, in this scenario, can you guess what's on the brake pedal that's causing you to stay there? What's on the brake pedal that's causing you not to move? Well, it's your giant to-do list. It's all the content you think you need to create. It's all the followers you think you need to have. It's the tasks to set up your business. It's the pressure to be perfect on Instagram. And then there's all the other things that sit on your brake pedal: food shopping, laundry, your kids, virtual schooling, homework, your partner, the expectations of you, all the things you said yes to that you really shouldn't have. And then there's this extra layer. Are you ready for this? There's how you feel about all of those things. There's how you feel about your to-do list. There's how you feel about the pressure to be perfect on Instagram. There's how you feel about the content you think you need to create. There's your feelings of frustration, overwhelm, sad, mad. All of those things are sitting on your brake. Now, those feelings, the way you feel about the way you feel, those are called meta emotions. And this has been something that has really been life-changing to me, because this is a whole nother episode, but as women, we're taught that we shouldn't be sad, that we shouldn't be too emotional, that we even shouldn't be too happy. And we start to judge ourselves for how we feel. So our meta emotions are how we feel about how we feel. It's when you're feeling sad and you try to like spiritually bypass your emotions and just say no and snap your fingers. Why am I still sad? I shouldn't feel sad. I don't have time to feel sad. And you judge yourself for feeling sad. Those are called meta emotions. And those meta emotions are also sitting on your brake pedal. How could you possibly go anywhere when there's so much on your brake pedal? And I get really passionate and fired up about this because it's part of my mission to help remove things from your brake pedal. But we can't remove things from our brake pedal until we understand what's on our brake pedal. So when you become aware of what's on your brake pedal, you can start to take things off of your brake pedal one by one. And what happens when you start to take things off your brake pedal? You start moving. Now, chances are, if you're like most, everything you thought about what you need for a business, everything you thought about what you actually need in your business to make the money that you want to make is a myth. Now, sure, it works for some people to have super complicated businesses, but we don't know what their behind the scenes works. And we don't know what actually is working in someone else's business or just appearing to work. We just don't know. So what we can do is take a lot of the things that aren't working and put them on the curb, take them out to the trash, because after so many years, after 9+ years of running my business and 10+ years of creating content, I have figured out that there are just a few things that actually work to produce revenue in my business. And we have to be willing to take the stuff and the tasks that aren't working and cut them out. If it's not producing revenue and you don't have a lot of time, it's got to go. Let's get rid of all of the extra things on our brake pedal. So I want you to really think about, if you have a lot of stuff on your brake pedal right now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, the first step that you can take is just being aware of your brake pedal and going and sitting down and writing down all the things that are on your brake pedal. And then the next step is, if you have a partner, if you have a friend you can confide in, go share this analogy with them and tell them, these are all the things on my brake pedal and I need help. And then the third piece is, go through everything on your brake pedal and check in with yourself about your meta emotions for each thing. If you are doing virtual homeschool right now and you're feeling mad about it, and then you're judging yourself for feeling mad about it, and you're saying, I should just get over this right now, then let's get rid of that judgment. Just sit with the feeling mad. Just accept that you feel mad and stop trying to change yourself. Stop trying to force yourself to be something different than you are. It's okay that you're mad right now about virtual homeschool. If you just accept that you're mad, it will pass. So go through your list, write down your brake pedal list, and then write down how you're feeling about each thing on your brake pedal list. And then check in with yourself and say, how do I feel about how I feel about each one of these things? It's so meta. And then let yourself just accept all of those things. Accept who you are. You're not broken if you feel sad. You're not broken if you feel mad. Accept yourself and sit with yourself and just allow yourself to feel anything that's coming up for you. And that alone, you just accepting yourself and you just saying, again, this is from come as you are. I am whole, I am safe, and I am home. You giving yourself and your body that message that there's nothing wrong with you, that you can just accept yourself fully who you are. We're emotional beings and that is okay. You'll start to see the things come off your brake pedal just by going through these motions. So I want to hear from you because this is something we're going to be talking about more, because as I hear more of the overwhelm in people's voices and sharing it, I'm so grateful for the space that I've created that you're willing to share with me the overwhelm and all the things on your brake pedal. But go make a list of your brake pedal and screenshot it, share it on Instagram and tag me with hashtag brake pedal or hashtag brake pedal society. And let's get away from this, because if we want to step on the gas, if we want to be able to move forward, the only way to do that is to start to get things off our brake pedal. So I invite you to do this with me. I'm doing this work too. So enjoy the process or just feel sad about it or just accept whatever comes up from you. But take a picture, tag me on Instagram, and I can't wait to see all of your lists.
You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at nicoleculver.co/community. Thanks for listening.